Happy Black Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jerry Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location default route on this glorious Black Friday, this glorious 30 degree weather, in what feels like 18 degree wind chill here at the corner of 224, Route 224 and 227, our halfway point. Gary, make it back to the warm vestibule, if that's what the word, now I'm just making up words. Because after yesterday, let me tell you, after yesterday, I got to be out here. It's no doubt. I got to be out here doing this, and I probably need to do it again. Yesterday, after this, I took my walk yesterday, got on Mr. Scale. Mr. Scale told me 214.8 or something like that. Last night, when I went to bed, on my final way, after the damage I did, or should I say the consumption I had, Mr. Scale told me 223.4. Now, granted, both of those are outlier ways. They probably aren't true ways. I call them anomaly ways. But the truth lies somewhere in there. They are a definite indication of the truth. Woke up this morning, 220.4. I think yesterday I woke up at 217 or something like that. That's about right. Yeah, I think I woke up yesterday about 217.0. So I'm out here getting it in. I mean, pig's feet, ham, macaroni and cheese, dressing. What else I have on my plate? Turkey. And I'm talking about good food, too. I'm talking about this stuff is good. I didn't get mashed potatoes. I don't eat yams. I had my rolls, of course. I had like a plate and three quarters, probably closer to two plates. And after I got through eating, I couldn't move. I just sat there in a chair for like 30, 40 minutes or so. You know, kids running around, talking stuff to the family, playing with granddaughter, taking her pacifier. Why is the pizza places got so much business? Why do the pizza places have so much business? I do not know. Pizza places out here, it's like Black Friday. It's the day after. People should be having leftover food. This pizza place, look at that. Well, you can't see nobody in there, but the parking lot is full. Uptown Pizza, there was people all up in there. It is like noon. Well, I guess the games, Gary, come on. Michigan and Ohio State, Gary, come on. Or it might be on already. And I'm out walking, you know, big game. I'll get back in time to catch at least the second half. You know, back here, that's a big deal. Ohio State football is for real back here. Just like UCLA. Well, not like that. LA is different. Back here, football is a religion. Out there, it's just something to celebrate parades of our championships and our star players. You know, it's a lot more glamorous and a lot more, there's so much more going on out there. You know, it's just way, 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 so much more going on out there that, you know, it's kind of hard to focus, to have anything just dominate the landscape the way football does back here. It's a much simpler life. That's why I love being from this place. That's why I love coming here, visiting, spending time here, and then also taking my ass. Look, he got pizza. What the hell they doing with pizza on today? What is that about? I mean, don't get me wrong. Look at that snow. Took a bunch of pictures of snow today. You see, I'm walking the snow flurries because it's too cold to rain. And there's definitely precipitation in the air and around places. These people be driving, they don't be looking. You see me? You're supposed to be back. You know you're supposed to be back. You're supposed to be pulling way up there. Now I'm going to walk up here. Because she pulled way up. She wasn't supposed to be pulling way up there like that. People ain't got no respect for the pedestrians around here. I'm trying to tell you. People ain't got no respect for pedestrians. Actually, probably no awareness is probably a better word, which translates to no respect. Anyway, so what was I talking about? Oh, let's talk about food. The food, oh my God. And then went to bed eating pretzel salad and cheesecake and my butterfly rolls. So I go to the, you know, Mr. Paul's. Used to be called Mr. Paul's when we was growing up. Used to be down there on Glenwood, down by my house, on the south side, kind of. And then they moved, it became Classic Bakery, and then they moved, or whatever, changed the name. But they make these butterfly rolls. Oh my God. I used to think they were the cloverleaf rolls. So I went in there and I ordered cloverleaf one time. I was like, these ain't the kind I want. Ever since that, Cybertruck. I was like, these ain't the kind I want. The flurries are starting to pick up. My hands is cold, everything else ain't. I'm feeling, you know, I'm pretty insulated and warm, but my hands starting to get a little bit cold. So I went in there, and then once I figured out, oh my God, I gotta do something with my hands. Okay, at least we gonna keep this one hand cold, warm. Maybe I should have wore gloves. Next time, I might have to stop at 99-cent store, get gloves, and then leave them here. The flurries are starting to pick up, which is good, it's exciting. Yay! Granddaughter should be, Boardman Hobby. Granddaughter should be home when I get back. And so we got to figure out what we're going to do with her. We got to take her out somewhere. We can't keep her in that house for like a day, 2 days, whatever. Got to get her out into something. What was I saying? So I go in there to get my butterfly rolls and a cheesecake. I look around. I ain't the only one. I am not the only one. I see 4 or 5 people just walking out with dozens of butterfly rolls. I mean, people are dozens upon dozens. You know, same little box I had. People put them orders in. And they turned them was like, you better put your order in. You better put your order in. I'm like, yeah, I call it in. You know, they're a little bit ultra cautious. People don't be looking. You gotta watch out for yourself, I'm telling you. People do not be looking for pedestrians. Or they think pedestrians need to stop, which may be the case. In fact, I need to do something. I gotta do something with my hands. It's cold. I pull this off like this. Get myself some insulation. Yeah, that's a little better. Yeah, okay. We can do it like that. So everybody got them butterfly rolls. Oh my God. And that ham. Oh. I didn't get any green beans. And I remember yesterday, you know, they started to divvy up the food. They was like, you want some corn? You take some corn? I was like, yeah. And, you know, they was like, oh, what do you mean? You know, oh, you just going to take the corn because you're going to take everything out? I was like, no. You know, they was like, Terry was like, oh, well, so why you say it like that? Because I know I need to take the corn and I know I need to take the green beans to eat other than the ham and the macaroni and cheese and all that stuff. I know I need, you know, some of the good stuff. So I knew I had to take the corn. So I got to take the corn. You know, it's the good stuff for me. I was like, if I'm going to take all the other stuff, you got to take the corn. You know, some of the vegetables and whatever. Even though my vegetables, I think the green beans had ham hock in it. Or neck bone, one of them. Pig's feet was good. Oh, just, I sat there and I ate. You know how you eat and eat and eat? And the next thing you know, you're like, uh-oh. First of all, you'd be like, I need to stop. And you don't. And then you'd be like, oh. And then you also wearing, you know, you ain't wearing them big loose clothes. You know, so you wearing like, I think I had on some 38s. So, you know, I wasn't doing too bad in the pants department. I wasn't wearing 36s. Cause I'm getting back into 36s. I'm getting back under 195. And this is the season. And this is the one of the Trump. And this is one of the moments or points where I need to be cognizant of, because Like I said, I hit 223 last night. I've done that before and, you know, gotten it off. It's come right off. But it's come right off at because I was working the next 4 days, you know, and I felt bad and I, you know, and I acted right the next 4 days and, it, you know, it pretty much came off. But now, in this case, after hitting that 223 last night, waking up at 220.4 this morning, I got 5 days off. I got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday off. That's the problem. That's the big deal. That is what we got to watch out for. And so I'm definitely going to get my steps in. I'm not worried about not getting my steps. Now, when I work, I get like 16,000 steps because I walk during work. When I don't work, I don't hold myself to that. Maybe I should. Maybe I should just treat it like a work day. I get up, get my steps in the morning before work, and just like I take breaks at certain times during the work day, I should probably do the same thing at the same time on non-work days. That has got to help. That has got to be able to help. My fingers is cold. Ooh, my hands is cold too. But I feel good. I'm warm. I can feel myself sweating under there. And once again, I do this so much, I kind of know, you know, what's going to happen. I can almost guess my weight, blah, 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 blah. And these walks, it's like I consistently lose 1.8 pounds. I consistently lose 1.8 pounds on these walks in the cold, you know, without doing the heavy sweating that I usually do. You know, because usually it's 2.8. In L.A., when I walk and sweat, it's 2.8. And if it's a hot day, hell, I've lost 4.8. 3.8, 2.8. But again, I know it's not real. I know it's water weight. I know it's not real. And not only do I know it's not real, it's probably not good for me. And I know that. And I know better. But I'm talking to myself because there is no one to talk to. That's not true at all. That's not true at all. I mean, I got maybe too many people to talk to in my life. Fish don't know he wet. Anyhow, spoiled as I am, spoiled as I be. So that's the whole, I'm talking to myself, you know, to reiterate and to go over and to remind myself, hey, you know, you can do this. You can do this. If you can get back, I should set a target weight right now. For when I wake up Tuesday. All right, I should set a target weight for when I wake up Tuesday. All right, so when I wake up, when I fly Monday, I'm gonna fly probably pretty much on empty stomach. So my flight is at 8. I land in LA at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'll probably eat when I get home. I'll probably eat a little something when I get home. Let's be real. Cause I gotta fly on empty stomach. Not empty, but you know, eat early, have all this stuff digested, and do what I do. So I'm kinda not worried about Monday. In the ways I'm not worried about Monday. Tonight and tomorrow and the next day. Pittsburgh plays Sunday. Pittsburgh plays Sunday. I have granddaughter Saturday night up until probably like midnight or so. And she's gone. And I might make arrangements to see her again before I leave. Pittsburgh plays Sunday in Cincinnati, which is within the realm of winning a game. I can go to that game, actually. I can go to that game, Cincinnati, and go right from Cincinnati to Pittsburgh. Get a room in Pittsburgh and jump on an airplane. I can do that, but I ain't pressed. Because it's not that it's cold out here, but you know what I mean. I don't need to go through that. I was at the Baltimore game in the San Diego game this year at the Mecca. Seeing the game in Pittsburgh ain't nothing like it. It ain't nothing like seeing the game in Pittsburgh. Hell, it's almost like nothing like seeing the Steelers game anywhere, because we travel. We travel. I'm used to going to places and it'd be most of us in the house. Cleveland's the only place where it ain't like that. And that's probably why they beat us every year at their house. But, so, I just gotta be mindful of, you know, how I'm gonna handle this and how I'm gonna eat. Especially when I get back there now. See, if I get back there now, I can have my regular breakfast. I got some stuff set up to have my regular breakfast like it's a work day. Basically like some salad or and cottage cheese or broccoli and cottage cheese. I'll just put something in my stomach. Hopefully we'll get granddaughter together and we'll go out and do something. We got to get out and do something. Keeping her cooped up in the house all day, it's not good for anybody. Then come back tonight, you know, she'll be up, because they be up. You know, her schedule is twisted. But and I think it don't matter, you know, if her schedule is a little off. You know, we're staying up till like 3 a.m, sleeping till noon. I mean, it kind of don't matter. Especially since her mother worked nights, you know. Terry said she'd be having her in the bed 8 p.m. And she'll go in the bed and lay there, you know, and play and do whatever she got to do in the bed by herself. But she know, like, at that time, it's at grandma's house, they go to bed at 8 p.m. But at mommy's house, oh my God. Mommy's house, just like, I rule. I scream. I bang around, whatever. You know, and kids should have that. Kids should have that. And like my sister said, I was like, I don't remember the child doing that. The child is my niece. I said, I don't remember the child like that. She said, because you wasn't around. She said, she know how to act when, she said, she know how to act when other people are around. And I had said that about Granda. Can you see that? Can you see that? Can you see the aimers? See the aimer? That's what I'm talking about. Can you see the aimers hobby shop? Aimers? You can see it kind of now because of the glare is kind of good. Can you see it? Aimers? Hopefully I can get a good shot. You can definitely see hobby. See, you can definitely see hobby shop here. You see it? You can definitely see hobby shop. I wonder if I turn it down. It'll make a difference. Alright, let me see, I gotta bring it up more. Hobby shop, see? You can definitely see shop. Definitely see hobby shop. Hobby. You can see the aimers in the script kind of language. You see it? There's the sign. One of my favorite. Oh, look at the flurries. The snow flurries are coming. Here come the snow flurries. Snow flurries are coming. I wonder if that means, it's warming up. I see the snow flurries coming. This is what I'm talking about, people. This is what I'm talking about. This is the good stuff here. This is life. Make you feel out. And see, one thing about walking, there's the physical aspect of it too. There's the calorie burning of it too. But then there's also the whole thing is being involved in life. Being, oh, I was gonna walk behind you. Just being involved in life in the snow and the elements and the climate. Oh, this is getting my, was it, I wonder if it's how directional that is. Is it better? Did it change from when I turned it up like that? Does it matter? Oh, what's up, man? Don't tell me you must be coming from work. You coming from work? You know what? I see people at that damn Uptown Pizza. I see, what's y'all eating pizza for after all the food we ate yesterday?
Just for a little bit, man. Huh? I forget some turkey. She told me I don't want no pizza.
Because I was like, I looked in there, there was a little girl in there, I was like, is that Diamond? And I looked for your car, I was like, man, what is all these people doing in Uptown Pizza, man?
We are forgetting it.
Yeah, I see. I see, man.
So what time do you want me to come get you Monday? 4 o'clock.
4 would be good. 4 might even be too early, but 4 is good. Because okay. I know how your hour, I know how you do it, so 4 would be good.
4 would be good, but I know you always want to be early.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you got a cake or is you just taking it back?
Back.
Really? How'd y'all do yesterday?
We did all right. You know, it really wasn't that festive because, you know, Howard is in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Running back and forth, you know, taking turns, going to go see him, you know.
But
I was home in bed by 9:30.
Really? You know.
Really been bed come home until about 1 o'clock in the
morning. Really?
Yeah, I knew I didn't go to work today. But she had to go to work, too.
You know, Brenda, it don't matter.
She's going to hang out.
Because we got up there about 7:30, and I'm like, no, it was like 7 o'clock, and it's all dark and everything. I'm like, I can make it over there. I was like, I'll sit down and watch the game, you know. Hey, you know, you mess with FanDuel? You be doing them parlays and stuff?
I be doing just Diamond.
I did one yesterday. I hit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I hit, I took Green Bay 3.5, -3.5. Two through two touchdowns. Jordan, though, 2 touchdowns, and they both throw over 175. So I won about, I bet 25, I won like 40 bucks. Oh. You know, just because I can't do it back there, you know, so.
Yeah,
just something to do. It was cool.
Well, like I said, I'm off, man. I got 1 o'clock. I called about 20 minutes deep.
Yeah.
The pizza. The Paisley, they're over Yummy's house, so.
Oh, really?
I'm going to drop off the pizza, and then I'm going home. Ain't there a game today?
Ohio State and Michigan should be on right now.
Oh, shit, dude. Let me get home.
That's what I'm saying. All right, man.
Hey, man.
It's a trip seeing people I know out there on the walk. All right, man. I'll be out here. And we're not just talking about that pizza. I'm like, what are all these people doing getting pizza? It's for the kids. And it's probably easier. Yeah. What was I talking about? I was probably talking about food and the snow flurries. And the walking, you know, there's something about, you know, burning the calories, but staying active. And I think there's something psychological to it, too. I think being in the elements, being invigorated, you know, being used to outside. In fact, my daughter be saying, your clothes smell like you've been outside. I'm like, what does that mean? I think she got highly sensitive olfactory senses. And she be smelling stuff like a wolf. She be smelling stuff like a coyote from miles away. That's why when if I come around her and she don't say I stink, I feel good. Because full disclosure, since COVID, when we start working from home, I stopped using deodorant. I ain't used deodorant in 4 years. And then on top of that, since that, I stopped using soap. I use soap about once every 3 or 4 months. Just to, you know, kind of hit the spots. I just rinse and dry off and throw on moisturizer. And if she don't say I stink when I come back every 2 months, or she can't smell me, that must be good, because she would tell me, that's for sure. But, yeah, well, I said, yeah, because she was like, I was talking about being invigorated, and my daughter's talking about clothes smell like they've been outside. I'm like, what does that mean? And ain't that a good thing? She said it's not a bad thing. But she could tell. I'm like, what? Look at that. 783-1969. You see that? That's back when it was. It used to be 216. Our phone number was 216-783-1444. And that one said, and that was back in the 60s. And that one just has 19-C330-783-1969. That just has to be the number. Probably ain't got nothing to do with the year. But 68 is the year. I told my fellow with them. I said, if somebody asked me what year something happened in, and I don't remember, I just say 1968. And the thing about it, a lot happened in 1968, even at my age. A lot happened in 68. I do believe that's when they came and took us out of school, when I think Martin Luther King got shot, or somebody got shot. I remember they come took us out of school and we went home. I think that was 1968 or something like that. But I do remember, you know, going home. They came and got me out of school. But yeah, I mean, just to be out in the elements, to be invigorated. Now, of course, when I go back there and go in that warm house, you know, I'm motivated and get in that warm house and see what they doing. You know, maybe I'll get dressed, see what Kimberly doing. Because we gotta, you kind of want to keep the motivation and the ball moving. You don't want to kind of, you know, get relaxing too early. Because like I was saying up there, yeah, I got home, it wasn't even 7 o'clock. It wasn't even 7 o'clock. And it's dark and cold and you done ate. House is all warm. Shoot. You take off your clothes. You put on your house clothes. Shoot. Granddaughter wasn't there. You know what I did though? You know what? I'm going to tell you what I did. All the aliens are on Hulu. All the aliens are on Hulu. And I think everybody in our family is riding my daughter's Hulu student account that she got for Verizon or T-Mobile or something, whatever. You see all our names when I go to log in. All the aliens are in there. So I started watching the first one because Romulus just came out. You know, I was watching Prometheus not too long ago. And I kind of started and stopped. I said, no, I'm going to start from the beginning. You know, I'm going to start from the beginning. So I watched the first one yesterday. So I don't know when I'm going to get to watch the other one. Well, I might be able to. Maybe Sunday night. Maybe Sunday night. Monday. So maybe Sunday night I can watch one or two. But when I get home, I'll be able to watch them, you know. But, so it's good. I watch y'all. Hey, Sigourney Weaver was so young. Sigourney Weaver was so young. All soft-faced it. But that was 1979. So, I mean, that was more than just a few years ago. And you can see how corny the graphics and animation, I mean, the special effects were, the monster. You can see in 1979, you know, that was, you know, maybe that was the cutting edge technology in 79. But now, it's like, oh my God. The way it first busted out of his stomach and ran. I was like, oh my God. Even back then, I thought that looked weird, to tell the truth. But the way it just kind of busted out of his stomach, scurried away, I was like, oh, no. Then also, one thing I did realize about that whole thing, I mean, one of the points that I took out of that movie was Ripley wasn't going to let him in. Ripley told the captain, no, she ain't letting him in. She ain't breaking protocol. It was the robot guy that let him in. You know, Ripley was like, no, you busting protocol. So, and that was kind of, you know, I mean, you know, because she went on to be the franchise player, I guess. You know, so I guess, you know, they wanted to set her up. And that. And also, I remember, for whatever reason, I guess because I'm a male and I'm a boy, the panty scene when she was in her panties at the end. I don't know why they put that in there. But the fact that I still remember it 50 years later may have some indication. A little flat button and little panties. You know, for a little 17-year-old boy, you know, that was something. You know, so I remember that. And she had, you know, she got into the space suit and shot the guy thing. So, you know, I just want to follow the series, see if I keep up, see if there's any storylines to carry over. You know, just go through the whole alien thing. You know, I ain't got much to do. Plus the whole science fiction thing, I like it. You know, as opposed to watching some drama that's gone, you know, have me at the edge of my seat or feel a certain kind of way or dramatic. And like sometimes I don't want to be, have my emotions put through a gauntlet. I just want to chill and not quite watch something mindless, but you know, something this, you know, maybe just a little not as poignant, something with not just a sharp edge, but you know, something that's interesting in it. You know, it's good. The Alien series is good. Anyhow, getting back to 31 minutes, getting back to getting close to the house, getting close to the 14-minute walk part at lunch. I walk 14 minutes one way. I usually get to about right over there in front of that blue building you see across the street over there. And see, you say push the walk through here. There ain't no walk signal over there. You step out there, you'll get your ass ran over. You step out there, you will get your ass ran over. See, now I should be able to go this way. But you never know. I don't care. I'll be watching out. Because they will run you down. They will run you down. And this thing here, I don't know what this is about at all. I don't know what this is about at all. Because cars come this way, and they got to cut through the shopping mall. Because cars do come this way. If they come this way, which way are they going to go? See? They can't turn. It's like a stoppage. And they actually, cars come up here and they cut through the stop and go. What's that about? I don't know. Was they going to make a roundabout? I don't get it. But I bet you the shop will go probably happy. The shop will go probably say, hey, you here? Buy cigarettes since you already here. Oh, wow. Y'all see that? My mic fell off. Ooh, my mic fell off. I would die. Actually, I got another one on, but I still would die. I would die. Even though I got one at home, I would still die. Now, so watch what I'm gonna do here. Just to do it. Just to do it. Just to have something to do out here. If I can. Oh my God. Couldn't even get this loose. Gotta be careful with this. Wow, this is really hard to get shit taken apart. Set this down here like that. You go watch me put on my mic. See, it was on this one. So I'm gonna have to put it all. I'm gonna put it down all the way. Put it, make sure it's down in there, obviously, now. Thing fell off. Oh, don't blow the camera over. All right, how's that? Is that better? Is that better? Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And yesterday, during my walk, I was touching on gratitude and being grateful for Thanksgiving and the such. And if you know black people, you know that at Thanksgiving, you got to go around and everybody can say what they're grateful about. You know, people said their little things, you know. Da, 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 da. And because yesterday, I kind of rehearsed I kind of had something rehearsed because I, you know, during my walk, I kind of got into something. Yesterday, you know, someone came to my, they say mine for last. And they said, uh-oh, everybody step back. We're going to get struck. But I had something prepared and I nailed it. I wish I'd have recorded it. I nailed it. I wish I could have recorded it. And when I say nailed it, that means it came off the way I delivered it, seemed it came off. You know, not too much stuttering, not too much. I found all the right words. The cadence came off and it all came, seemed to fit together even though it was off the top of my head. But basically I said, you know, like yesterday, there's nothing I love more than being myself. So, and I'm grateful for that. But I know that I didn't do it myself. So I'm grateful for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom that has ever come in contact with me or my resonance or my energy that was ever influenced by me or influenced me. Everything. Everything. I mean, and it was good. It built, and I was able to deliver a nice crescendo or whatever. I wish I had recorded. It was good that I could do it in front of my family too, in front of my kids, let them know. My father said, you know, your little thank you was Christian-like. And I was like, no. And I said, well, let me stop. I said, you're right. I said, I was being defensive, you know, because he said it like Christian, you know, my still got that instinct to separate myself from that and to make sure it's clear that it's not that, you know. And I was like, wait a minute, you're right. I was being defensive. It really is, you know. It's really the Christian idea. It's just the, you know, who we base the reason for my, you know, gratefulness. Some people are going to be grateful to God, you know, and I eliminated God from the equation. I said, yeah, you're right. My mom was secular. And I even said, oh, you're right. I was being defensive. I said that out loud. And I was able to pull it back and not be trigger snow. Look at the snow. 30 degrees out here. See this pretty snow. Getting back. My hands are freezing. See what they doing back here. The game is on. So I don't know how we gonna handle that. The game is on. I don't know how we gonna handle that. I'm thinking about leaving hotel. We leave at 4. Let me take an hour and a half to get there. Get there at 5:30. That might be kind of late. And I'm gonna call Jesse. Keep asking me. So he must have an idea of making an adjustment or something. And I don't need to get there all that early. I don't think. Anyway, I think I can put this away now. I got my walk. I should come in at about, I had to pee. First time I was walking up here, I had to stop and pee. So I felt it coming on, and I got to pee again. Usually I don't have to. Usually I, you know, just make this walking. I have to go to the bathroom. And I got pants on and my sauna suit on. So I had to navigate all that. Had to find some woods or a place to do it, which, you know, ain't hard back here. Walked in some bushes and, you know, a little trickle out. You know, nothing shooting out. Just a little trickle out. Relieved that pressure. Now I got it again. Now I'm all pressured up. Not pressured up. Now I'm just talking because I saw the person in the car. These pedestrians, boy, they look at you. They don't know what to do. And I'm starting to realize they don't know what to do. You know, they ain't got no hatred to pedestrian. They just don't know what to do. Whereas in L.A., people stop 30 miles away from you. They give you like tons of space and room. Sometimes too much. I'd be back in L.A., I'd be like, go, damn it. What you waiting on me for? Just go. Most of the time here, I'm like, you go. Nope. You ain't running me down. You go. Anyhow, y'all know what time it is. I gotta be careful with this velvet stick. I broke one in this kind of weather. Might have been colder. But if it had been colder, what was I doing out here? That's the question. Don't kill us. Don't kill us. Don't kill us. Anyway, swing on y'all. Two times. Ooh, my fingers is cold. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that's ever existed in any atom, in this, or in any universe, that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeff.